I have no friends and no enemies, only competitors. Aristotle Onassis, 1906 to 1975. The influence of family. Children who are rebellious, vociferous, and fearless have the making of great entrepreneurs. Aristotle Onassis was such a child. He had all the makings of a person who would become one of the world's first billionaire celebrities. He was born in the picturesque city of Smyrna, modern-day Izmir. As a young man, his father, Socrates, was a charmer and head of his family, despite a number of elder brothers who all did well. Socrates was an entrepreneur, involved in banking and import-export, specializing in tobacco. His brothers were involved in politics. Onassis' mother died when he was 6 years old. He and his brother Artemide were brought up by their stepmother, who later had three daughters, and grandmother Gethsemane. At school, Onassis was a complete no-hoper. He was an angry kid, always in trouble. Although very astute, the young Onassis made the bottom of the class his own domain. Turkey's invasion of Greece. The Onassis family got caught up in the mix of murder and mayhem between Greeks and Turks that followed the founding of the modern Turkish state after the Balkan Wars, World War I, and the Greco-Turkish War, 1919 to 1922. Several members of the family ended up in concentration camps after the Turkish invasion in 1922, and a few didn't make it back out. It was during this period that Onassis's favorite uncle was hung. Onassis managed to get out of the country and then came back to help his family. He started hustling, selling alcohol and little luxuries to the Turkish soldiers. He was able to get on side, manipulating the guards and officials in charge, freeing his father and 17 other family members. They all then escaped to Greece. His father turned to Aristotle and asked him where the money he'd spent his life saving. Ari replied, telling him he'd used all the money to bribe the guards to get him out of jail. His father immediately slapped him, saying, "They would have let me out anyway." The war in Izmir, the dawning of the oil age, and World War II would provide the next sequence of great change that gave rise to the unleashing of the entrepreneurial gifts of Aristotle Onassis. Unrelenting, tireless ambition. While attending his school's graduation ceremony, a friend of Onassis tried to console him about his very disappointing results by saying, "Don't worry, you'll get yours next year." Onassis reacted sharply by saying, "Idiot, do you think I'm going to hang around here? The world's a small place. I don't need a diploma. One day, you'll be amazed by what I can do." His grandmother Gethsemane had drummed into her young grandson the idea that men have to construct their own destiny. Against his father's wishes, Onassis left Greece for Argentina, arriving in 1923 with $450 in his pocket. He was too young to work, but falsified his age, adding 6 years in order to secure a job. The young and aggressively ambitious Onassis worked as a dishwasher and general dog's body. After a few months, he secured another job at a telephone company working as an apprentice electrician. He later landed a role as a telephone operator, moving to the night shift, giving him a less strenuous workload. Onassis now discovered how little sleep he needed, getting by on just a few hours with no ill effects. His energy levels were monumental. Onassis would listen in to business calls from Buenos Aires to London and to New York, picking up tidbits of commercially sensitive information. He also spent a lot of time scouring the financial papers for investment opportunities, making $700, $6,500 today, as a result of various investments. Much of it was spent on glad rags designed to display high status and gain access to wealthy movers and shakers. He now didn't seem out of place among Buenos Aires' high society members. They saw him as one of them. When the sun rose, the dapper prince was partying, hobnobbing, and doing deals. At night, he turned into a frog, and it was back to the 11 p.m., 7 a.m. shift as an ordinary Joe.